Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of Unfiltered and Unstoppable, the podcast where we cut through all of the fluff and talk real strategies that actually move the needle for the independent financial advisor. I'm your host, Rob Rumsberg, Senior VP of Marketing. And today we're going to be going through LinkedIn strategies, and more specifically, LinkedIn strategies that are working right now. And so this is going to be quite a bit of really going through the weeds of how do we actually move the needle. So you know, you might be thinking, I've been out on LinkedIn for a while, or I haven't been out there in a while. How in the world are advisors, or anyone for that matter, getting results while at the same time maybe your inbox is really quiet in the LinkedIn world? How are we getting any activity at all? And I'll tell you, I've been there, and actually, if I'm being blunt here or unfiltered, I've been on LinkedIn for 9 years. But I haven't done anything with it until the last 90 days. And I'm here to tell you LinkedIn is not dead. In fact, the right advisors are quietly crushing it out there with strategies that are really working right now. So in the episode today, I'll be breaking down real actionable LinkedIn strategies, lead generation strategies more specifically, that are working for the advisors that I work with. And I'll even sprinkle in some real world examples that you'll be able to steal and deploy immediately. So let's get into it. Let's talk about these LinkedIn opportunities specifically for the independent financial advisor. But before we actually get into the actual strategies in themselves, let's talk high level just for a second. LinkedIn is no longer just that digital resume. That was the thing that I thought it was 9 years ago, and quite frankly, up until the last 90 days, really. It's a relationship platform, specifically for financial advisors. It's a wonderful place for you to be able to find ideal prospects, retirees. Believe it or not, they're out on LinkedIn. Business owners, high income professionals, definitely. And they're not only active out there, but very open to connecting. They want to be educated. That's primarily why they're out on the LinkedIn, out in the LinkedIn world. And here's what I always tell advisors: if you treat LinkedIn more like a digital cocktail party, if you will, instead of a cold calling graveyard, you'll see better results fast. Here's the thing, though. LinkedIn rewards conversations, not cold pitches. So you need a strategy. So let's break down strategies right now, what's actually working right now. So the first one, something that we'll call micro-targeted connection request. So this is not about blasting 100 people a day with generic invites. This is about finding a specific niche. So, for example, thinking retired Chevron engineers or women in tech that are over 50, and you're writing to them a tailored connection message. So here's an example of a message. Hi, Sarah. I work with professionals navigating late career financial decisions. Your work at Dell caught my eye. Would love to connect. and learn more about what you do, not generic. Why this works is it's relevant. It feels human, and it's not selling. It's not a pitch. Guess what? What you will see is that the accept rate will skyrocket when you lead with curiosity instead of a sales pitch. So ask yourself, am I reaching out to people who actually see value in what I do? Or am I just being busy? Meaning, I'm out here on LinkedIn and I'm asking for this and I'm asking for that and I'm reaching out here? Or am I actually taking time and doing some due diligence and reaching out to those people that I believe are a fit for me as well? And that's the wonderful thing about LinkedIn is that you can actually determine that before you even reach out to them. Strategy number two, authority first content posting. What does that mean? So if your profile looks like a billboard, no one's going to stop to read it. Promise you, guarantee you. But if you have bite-sized trust-building insights, people start to see you as a guide, not a salesperson. So try this content format here. So the first one, we'll call it the mistake post. The number one mistake that I see pre-retirees make with their 401ks. That's a mistake post. Number two, client story post. I just helped a couple retire 5 years early. Here's what made it possible. Number three, the Mythbuster post. No, Roth conversions aren't always a no-brainer, and here's why. Three wonderful opportunities for you to really get under your belt to start moving the needle. Here's a pro tip. Use a hook in the first line, but yet keep it skimmable and add a very low friction call to action. Like, curious if this applies to you. If so, shoot me a DM or a direct message for those that don't know. Don't worry about your likes. What you're worried about is trust. That's really what you're looking for. Strategy number three here, and my humble opinion, this is really a game changer. This is the soft DM framework, not a cold outreach. This is an earned follow-up. After someone engages with your post or some time after they've accepted your connection, this is when you would use this. And by the way, here's a real actual real-world advisor example. One of my advisors used this, shared it with me. Hey, Mark, appreciate the connection. I saw you're over at Bayer. I actually work with a few folks out there on optimizing their benefits before retirement. If you ever have any questions, just reach out. Happy to help. Once again, what makes that work is you're inviting. You're not invading. You're positioning. You're not pitching. Use something like that after every connection, and you will see your inbox start to shift from there. Strategy number four, profile positioning that really converts. So once again, your profile shouldn't read like a resume. It should read more like a landing page. So a quick test, if a prospect were to go out to your LinkedIn page, would they know who you help, how you help, and what to do in the next in their next activity in 10 seconds or less? So here's a headline format that you could take a look at. So my headline would be something along the lines of helping pre-retirees and retirees make smart retirement decisions / fee-based planning / tax strategy / income clarity. Then in your about section, you're going to open with a story or a pain point, not your credentials. So speak to your audience, not at them, clearly, right? It's hard to believe how many people we have to remind that to. And then you'll add a call to action, something along the lines of, If you're within 5 years of retirement and you want a second opinion on your strategy, send me a note. Pretty clean, pretty simple, and very easy to understand. And then strategy number five, you need to have a weekly LinkedIn routine. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you don't have to live in LinkedIn. You don't have to live in that world. You don't have to be in it 4 and 5 hours a day. I'm not saying that at all. And maybe just 20 intentional minutes a day. And what I mean by intentional, it doesn't mean like you're going out there and you're scrolling and you're clicking and you're liking. I mean, 20 intentional minutes of understanding of who your prospect is, researching them, connecting with them, messaging them. That's intentional. So here's an example of what one of my advisors that I work with. This is what he does every single week. So on Mondays, every Monday, post one personal insight or myth-busting tip. So write this out as your schedule. You'll know every Monday you're going to do that. Every Tuesday, he engages with 10 ideal prospects with their content. And what that means is, so let's say, for example, I have engaged with 10 prospects in my area, and I know that they're all federal employees and they work for the post office. And I take a look, and I'm taking a look at their post. I'm not just liking them. I am truly engaging. I'm truly commenting on that post. And I'm making sure that it's engaging. I'm making sure that it's conversational, not salesy, not tacky, but I'm making sure they understand that I understand what world they live in. Then every Wednesday, I'm going out and I'm trying to find five brand new connections I've never spoken with before. We're not friends. We're not connected. So I've got to find five brand new connections. And then on Thursday, the next day, so 24 hours later, I'm going to DM those new connections. And I already shared some examples of what those DMs would look like previously. And then on Fridays, I would post a quick story or recap from the week, how I helped the family, maybe some new tax laws, maybe some new strategies, some new concepts. And I'm making sure that the world knows that I'm continuing to sharpen my pencil. I'm continuing to understand what's going on in the world out there. And here's the thing. With everything that I just walked through there, consistency compounds. So very similar to like your AUM, the lead generation in the LinkedIn world, it's a long game. So don't get into this 90 days later and be like, man, nothing's happening with this. I'm not getting any sort of interaction whatsoever. It's a long game. People in the LinkedIn world need to really be looking forward to your content. And that takes time. It takes time, very similar to TV and radio, where you need to build a footprint out in that social world. And with that footprint does require consistency. It does require discipline. It does require persistency as well. And if folks can come to understand your schedule and know that every Monday it's this particular content, maybe on Sunday evening they're waiting with bated breath, anxiously, to see what your Monday post is going to look like. I actually have several people I follow out on LinkedIn that's exactly what it is. I know on Monday, I can't wait for a specific AI report that I follow every Monday. And this was a guy that I just started following maybe 30 days ago, something like that. And I've already quickly understood that this is a page that I need to be following. So let's land this thing. Let's wrap this all up. So we've covered a lot of great materials here. So we first talked about micro-targeted connection messages. We talked about authority-first content posting. We talked about the soft DM, direct message framework. Profile positioning, making sure my profile makes sense. It's clean and simple and easy to understand. and then finally we wrapped it all up with a simple weekly routine that builds momentum. So as I've already said, remember, LinkedIn's not magic. It's more of a mirror. It reflects the clarity of your messages and the consistency of your presence. So here's the thing. If you found today's episode, found that it gave you something useful, as you guys all know out there, you've been out on the social media world long enough, do me a favor, connect with me on LinkedIn. Find me out on LinkedIn, Rob Romsberg, pretty simple. Or you can go out to the website and connect with me out there as well. My website, which is simply evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. And you'll get access to even more resources that I share out there with all of my top performing advisors. And obviously subscribe to the Unfiltered and Unstoppable podcast if you haven't already. And if you have, thank you so much. That's awesome. It's great. Want to make sure that you don't ever miss an episode with all the playbooks, things that we are releasing here. So until next time, make sure to stay focused, stay relentless, and more importantly, stay unstoppable. As always, thank you for what you do for your communities. Really, truly.